Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Round two, December 5th, 2025. The 67th annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada kicked off the second of 10 performances Friday night, and the Western culture of the United States and Canada descended in full force on the City of Lights. It's hard to imagine 40 years ago when the NFR first moved from Oklahoma City to Las Vegas in 1985 with $1.8 million added. Fast forward to this year and that purse has grown to $17.5 million, giving cowboys and cowgirls the opportunity to cash in on rodeo's biggest stage. It's my honor to once again cover our native contingency, including Navajo cowgirl Bailey Bates, WPRA Ladies Breakaway Roper, who will compete December 22nd and 23rd in Fort Worth, Texas at the National Finals Breakaway Roping. And now, round winners. In the bareback bronc riding, a California bucking horse by the name of Silver Beaver of Bridwell Pro Rodeos took Texan Rocker Steiner to the lead with an 88-point ride. He won $36,667, maintains number one in the world standings. Our Cherokee cowboy from Oklahoma, Jaco Roper, was 82 points. He has not placed in rounds one or two. Steiner leads the world standings in the bareback riding. Rocker Steiner, winner round number two, bucking horse Silver Beaver of Bridwell Pro Rodeo from California, rocker in major league sports, especially this one. You tie your glove on, you step in the ring with a formidable opponent. How do you overcome the fear of failure, fear of getting hurt?
I don't think there's any way to overcome the fear than just to turn your mind off and let your body what you're trained to do.
Adaman, congratulations.
Thank you.
It took a 3.6-second time to win the steer wrestling. Tucker Allen from California got it done. Chance Howard Cherokee from Salisaw, Oklahoma, was 4.3 seconds. He has not won any money yet with eight rounds to go. Will Loomis of Mississippi is the man to beat in the steer wrestling for the world title at this time. In the world standings team roping, the number one header in the business is Tanner Tomlinson from Texas. He's won over 210,000. Junior Nogueira from Brazil is the number one heeler. Our Navajo cowboy, Derek Begay, from Arizona, was 8-9, including a 5-second penalty with his buddy Coulter Todd. They have not won any money yet. They have dropped from 3rd to 6th in the world standings. Jake Smith and Douglas Rich of Oklahoma and Illinois claimed round number 2 in the team roping with a 3.9-second time. In the saddle bronc riding, Australia's Damian Brennan was a whopping 90 points aboard Colorado bucking horse Watson's Prairie Fire of the Survey Rodeo Company. Our Indian contingent, Zach Dallas Ogallala Lakota, living in New Mexico, was 82.75 points. He has not won any money yet. Damian Brennan moves to number one in the world standings over Rider Wright of Utah. Only $2,500 separate one and two. In June, Queensland, Australia's Damian Brennan, runner-up to the world the year before, this year, round two win, big win. Let's talk about that bucking horse, Watson's Prairie Fire of the Survey Brothers from Colorado. That was electric.
Yeah, it's a really good bucking horse. I honestly didn't know too much about it. It's been in the bareback for a long time, and they just brought it to the Bronx this year. So I seen a few videos of it, and I knew it was going to be good. I didn't know how good it was going to be, but it performed really good, and I was just glad I could match it.
Congratulations, Damian Brennan.
Thank you very much.
A three-way split in the tie-down roping. New Mexico's Shad Mayfield back in the winner's circle with two Texans, Dylan Hancock and Marty Yates, all timing a 7.8-second time. Riley Webb of Texas is the number one man in the tie-down roping. In the barrel racing, Haley Kinzel from Texas, 13.53 seconds, won the round. Looking for her fifth world title, she moves from 4th to 1st in the world standings. In the WPRA barrel racing, what a battle in the bull riding. When the dust cleared, Stetson Wright, Utah, 89.5 points aboard Cowtown Rodeo bucking bull called Orbit. He is number one in the world standings. What a race for the all-around title. Oklahoma cowboy, Wacy Shalla, bareback bronc rider and bull rider. Stetson Wright, Utah, bull rider and saddle bronc rider. Stay tuned to this station for all of the excitement of the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo 2025 world title races on Native Voice One Radio Network.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879, South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.